I worked on this problem for years before I became president, with other governors and with members of Congress of both parties and with the previous administration of another party. I worked on it with people who were on welfare, lots of them. And I want to say something to everybody here who cares about this issue. The people who most want to change this system are the people who are dependent on it. They want to get off welfare. They want to go back to work. They want to do right by their kids. I once had a hearing when I was a governor, and I brought in people on welfare from all over America who had found their way to work. And the woman from my state who testified was asked this question. She said, "What's the best thing about being off welfare in a job?" And without blinking an eye, she looked at 40 governors and she said, "When my boy goes to school and they say, 'What does your mother do for a living?' he can give an answer." These people want a better system, and we ought to give it to them. Last year, we began this. We gave the states more power to innovate because we know that a lot of great ideas come from outside Washington, and many states are already using it. Then this Congress took a dramatic step. Instead of taxing people with modest incomes into poverty, we helped them to work their way out of poverty by dramatically increasing the earned income tax credit. It will lift 15 million working families out of poverty, rewarding work over welfare, making it possible for people to be successful workers and successful parents. Now that's real welfare reform. But there is more to be done. This spring, I will send you a comprehensive welfare reform bill that builds on the Family Support Act of 1988 and restores the basic values of work and responsibility. We'll say to teenagers, if you have a child out of wedlock, we'll no longer give you a check to set up a separate household. We want families to stay together. Say to absent parents who aren't paying their child support, if you're not providing for your children, we'll garnish your wages, suspend your license, track you across state lines, and if necessary, make some of you work off what you owe. People who bring... People who bring children into this world cannot and must not walk away from them. But to all those who depend on welfare, we should offer ultimately a simple compact. We'll provide the support, the job training, the child care you need for up to 2 years. But after that, anyone who can work must, in the private sector, wherever possible, in community service if necessary. That's the only way we'll ever make welfare what it ought to be, a second chance, not a way of life. Now, thank you. Thank you. I know it will be difficult to tackle welfare reform in 1994. At the same time we tackle health care. But let me point out, I think it is inevitable and imperative. It is estimated that 1 million people are on welfare today because it's the only way they can get health care coverage for their children. Those who choose to leave welfare for jobs without health benefits, and many entry-level jobs don't have health benefits, find themselves in the incredible position of paying taxes that help to pay for health care coverage for those who made the other choice to stay on welfare. No wonder people leave work and go back to welfare to get health care coverage. We got to solve the health care problem to have real welfare reform. So this year, we will make history by reforming the healthcare system. And I would say to you, all of you, my fellow public servants, this is another issue where the people are way ahead of the politicians. That may not be popular with either party, but it happens to be the truth. You know, the First Lady has received now almost 1 million letters from people all across America and from all walks of life. I'd like to share just one of them with you. Richard Anderson of Reno, Nevada, lost his job and with it his health insurance. 2 weeks later, his wife Judy suffered a cerebral aneurysm. He rushed her to the hospital where she stayed in intensive care for 21 days. The Andersons billed for over $120,000. Although Judy recovered and Richard went back to work at $8 an hour, the bills were too much for them and they were literally forced into bankruptcy. Mrs. Clinton, he wrote to Hillary, no one